Thanks for listening. This is Momentum, the entrepreneurship podcast for photographers. I'm your host, Nate Grahek, portrait photographer and entrepreneur. Join me each week as I interview the most successful and inspiring photographers in our industry. We bring you innovative and proven business strategies you can use to shift the momentum in your own photography business, giving you the freedom to do more of what you love in business and in life. Welcome everybody to the show. I'm really excited. I have photographer Tara Giles from Puyallup, Washington. Did I get it? Oh, fantastic. We are going to talk about high school senior photography and making your business stronger with small business partnerships. Tara is going to share with us today this great case study in how she got really creative and really gutsy and thought outside of the box a little bit and was able to build a partnership with a local boutique clothing store that specializes in clothing for teens, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. So we're going to get to know Tara a little bit, and she's going to walk us through step by step how she's started her business about 3 years ago and has used so many different business tactics along the way and keeps grabbing new ones and adding them to her repertoire and in the benefits that she's getting from her business. So this is going to be a great show. Tara, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. Okay, so let's get to know you a little bit first. You've been doing portrait photography for the last 3 years, specializing in seniors and then doing other kinds of stuff also. What were you doing before photography, and how did you fall in love with doing photography now and want to do it as a profession?
I was working as an administrative assistant and for one company for a little over 9 years and loved my job. I loved who I worked for. My bosses was amazing. My associates I worked with were just fantastic. And I knew that I always loved taking pictures and bought my first DSLR camera and just was having so much fun with it. And I was like, man, you know, I'm actually kind of good at this. Maybe I can do this on the side.
Yep.
So I started taking these pictures and I was just having so much fun. And then what was a hobby started becoming something that I was like, wow, this could be a business. And so I created my business about 3 years ago. And a couple of years into it, after I had my daughter, I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. I quit my job, which was really hard to do, to then say, gosh, we're only going to rely on my husband's income now. Mm-hmm. And not have mine anymore, which was hard enough in itself. But I was like, you know, really thinking that it was the best for my family to be a stay-at-home mom. And then at the same time, it ended up giving me such more freedom in order to a lot more freedom in order to create the business structure that I really wanted and to really focus on my photography.
Absolutely. Good for you. That must have been scary at moments. You've definitely landed on your feet and growing something pretty impressive. What were some of the hard and scary moments for you?
I think the one is just not knowing how to run a business and really kind of hitting the ground running without having all that business savvy and kind of learning that along the way. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, trying to be a better photographer along the way, kind of baby steps.
Right. In the pre-call, we talked about this a little bit and how you've really just taken advantage of the wealth of education that's out there right now. And is that where you turned when you were going through that transition and deciding, look, I can do this?
Absolutely. I started to realize that, you know, I'm not going to be a better photographer, and I'm definitely not going to be a better business owner if I don't take classes and invest in myself to be able to achieve that. So even now, 3 years later, every single day I'm taking a webinar, I'm watching a podcast, I'm participating on Periscope and in a kind of networking with other photographers, or I'm taking a class. And most of this stuff, I'd say 90% of the classes I take or workshops I'm a part of, it's all around business and marketing. And 10% is maybe how to be a better photographer. The rest of it is all business, because I feel like that's so important.
Good for you. I couldn't agree more. That's so cool. And it is exciting. I mean, I've become a big nerd around small businesses and the industry of just small businesses in and outside of photography. And I think that what's so exciting is we look at our industry as a whole, was kind of struggling about 5 years ago about how they were going to, like, how are we going to adapt to this new digital world? Just the industry was going through a lot of transition. Mm-hmm. And what so has me so optimistic is the way our industry is just looking in and diving into the education and bettering ourselves. And when you compare that to other industries, I just don't see it. I don't see other small business owners taking the time, and a lot of them just don't have the time during the day, right, to jump on webinars, to listen to podcasts, and improve themselves as business owners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty exciting. Okay, so let's dig into how you discovered Sticky Albums and what were you were doing first as your kind of first marketing tactic to help your current clients or your current or senior reps spread the word about your business.
Okay. Well, when I first started my senior rep program, it was about a year ago. And it was my very first time getting into my senior rep program. And I was really excited about it. And I remember 18 years ago when I was in high school being a rep. And I'm like, oh, well, rep cards, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get a rep card that you can hand out to people. So I created these beautiful rep cards with, referral credit on it. And all my girls' pictures were on it. And I had 11 reps at the time. And each one of them got a stack of rep cards. And I spent quite a bit of money on it and then found out they weren't getting used. So I had a couple of them at my house still that nobody had picked up. And the rest of them, maybe a couple of them were, actively handing them out. But I'd hear from parents or kind of like, she really isn't passing them out. It's just not working for her. And I was like, oh, well, gee. Well, that was a waste of money. Yep. So I learned. And then I kept hearing this word sticky albums getting thrown around. And what is a sticky album? Like, what is that? And I heard once, I started following other photographers and how I had told you I'd go into other blogs and subscribe to the newsletters of other photographers and want to be part of their training. Well, I started following Sarissa from Immerse Photography, who is absolutely amazing. Yep. And I remember her doing a blog post with sticky albums. And then I was like, oh, that's what that is. That's fantastic. I can totally make this work. Decided instead I would take the pictures of my seniors and those same girls. I had 3 boys on my team as well, and 8 girls took their pictures, added them to sticky albums. I gave each of them their own. And then they were sharing those like hotcakes. Like, they were all over social media. And I was like, this is so much better.
That's so great. Good for you. Well, I want to dig in to how you're using it in your rep program. Yeah. And we're going to talk about how you partnered with another small business. But first, I want to quick share. It's so funny that your story is so synchronistic to how I started Sticky Albums. Is I was stuck in my own photography business, printing custom business cards. And sometimes I would even make those accordion albums in print because I thought they were really cool. And like my friends and family thought they were kind of neat, the magnets on the fridge. And finally, I did a session for free, of course, for a family member. It ended up making up for it because I give her credit for helping me think of this business. But at the time I said, yeah, I'll do your senior session. And I made the custom cards, gave them to her. And because she could be honest with me because we're cousins, she just goes, you know what, Nate? I can try, but to be honest, they're just not going to want to keep this in their pocket. They're just going to throw them away right away. And I was like, wow, thank you so much for telling me, because I was spending so much time and energy and even money printing these. Yeah. And you're totally right. It's just not what people want anymore. And I asked her, what if I made this custom album where you could have all of your clients' all of your pictures in your own app, and you could just share them right in your phone? And she's just immediately like, yeah, Nate, that's a no-brainer. Of course, that would be cool. So I was making them by hand for the first few months and then eventually automated it and turned it into sticky albums today. So that's been 4 years ago already. I'm so glad you found this solution also, because I think that there's some print products are here to stay. We can talk about that later. But from a marketing tool, marketing aspect, that's what we really want to focus on this podcast, is there's the mobile technology is so perfectly suited to help you get more customers and get your clients spreading the word about you. All right. So let's first talk about your rep program and how it evolved. Where did you start doing a high school model or rep program? And then what did you learn along the way?
So I the very first thing I did was kind of create an ad on Facebook and friends, and just kind of saying, hey, I'm looking for senior models. I'm trying to get this new program started. And, you know, I'd get one booked, or not one, like one on my team, and then they would tell their friends, and then a couple more would tell their friends. And then pretty soon I had a rep team of 11, and I was kind of surprised how fast it snowballed in my first year. Yep. And I wasn't charging them, so they were getting their free sessions. I was taking all the pictures for free, and giving them away, giving some great incentives for them, you know, hey, refer your friends and you'll get some print credit. And they loved it. We had a lot of fun during their senior sessions. And I was like, you know, I wanted to do more for them. I felt like just doing one session for them, a 1 1-hour session for them in the summer, and then asking them to tell everybody about me, I felt like that wasn't really fair. I kind of was like, you know, I really want to give them more and make it more of an experience, because I just, what fun is it to say you're a rep for a program or a model for someone, and all you're getting is one free session out of it? I felt right. I could do so much more with this. And then I can also, I just create so much more of an experience. And so I decided that I should add in some themed sessions and invite them back for a couple more during the year. And then I thought about how can I differentiate myself from other photographers in my area? Because if everybody is giving away free sessions and free digital pictures or whatnot, yep. How am I going to stand out from that crowd and get other people to, one, be a rep for me? If I, you know, how do I make it fun? Right. And then two, how am I going to attract senior portrait clients and their families to want to come to me when they have so many options?
Yep.
And so that's kind of how I evolved, deciding to bring in Ashley's Room. And I thought about partnering with this other business.
That's so cool.
Just in a way for them to actually model for another business instead of just getting their 1 hour senior session. Now they're able to go in with me, have kind of a modeling experience.
Yep.
Where we, I don't know if you want me to go into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to work our way into that. So first, what school year was this that you revamped your model program where you decided it's instead of just 1 hour, I'm going to do more?
So I started using that current group as kind of a testing it out a little bit. And then it was this current year that I decided to add it in. So the class of 2017.
Yep. That's so cool. So I think it's a really important distinction. Number one, and you're able to charge now too, right? So they definitely have incentives and ways that they can earn stuff and the prints and credits, but number one, your reps are a profitable customer still.
Correct.
And instead of it just being 1 hour, I think you really touched on something important that I haven't thought of, is that if you really want your brand ambassadors to be out there talking about you, what people talk and share about is about experiences, right?
Yes.
If they've only experienced you for 1 hour, there just isn't a lot to go on. But if you create these really fun themed shoots where they're a whole half day, or there's just something really unique where it's not just we're going to go to the park and take pictures, we're going to go do something special and have a whole theme around it, so they can get it's better material for them to post on their social media. Like, look how much fun I'm having today. And oh my gosh, then look at these pictures and how much fun we had. That's a really cool distinction, is giving them material to tell a story about their whole experience working with you and why somebody else would even want to come.
And it gives them a fun experience for their senior year. They're going to remember that for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Okay. So then you were like, I want to make this as one of the experiences that I'm going to provide my models. I'm going to use that as an asset in how you can partner with another small business. So you had this idea on a podcast. We've shared an idea. I think Jen Bassford's done this at Three Girls Photography. And you took this format and just ran with it. And so let's share the story of how did you decide the small business to do this with? Did you know them before at all? Or did you just know of them in your town?
I knew them in my town, and I had been in once or twice and I knew where they were. Yep. They had moved their store just a block down the street, and I hadn't been in their new store yet, but
it
just it looked amazing. I was really excited about their new store.
That's so cool. So, okay. I love this part where you had the idea and then you're like, you decided to call first.
I did. So okay. I knew that this was a store that catered to the teen market, and which is where my specialty is, you know, catering to, I want juniors and seniors for senior portraits. And so I was like, you know, the worst they can say is no. And I really think they'll be excited about this idea too, since we have the same target market. So I just went ahead and picked up the phone and I called and I got a hold of the manager and kind of gave her what I was thinking about. And gosh, I saw that your website, it looks like I can take some really great pictures for you and maybe help you a little bit by giving you some pictures of clients or customers wearing your clothing and then create this app for you and kind of gave her a little bit of a sneak into what it might look like over the phone. Yeah. And asked her if she wouldn't mind me stopping by and talking to her a little bit more in depth and actually showing her what it looked like. And
yeah.
To her, that was intriguing. And she said, yeah, I'll be here. Here are the dates I'm going to be here. Why don't you go ahead and stop by when you have a chance? So I did. The first chance I had when she was going to be there next, I think it was like the next day.
Yeah.
I was down at her store and I actually had my baby girl with me.
Yep.
I just went walking to the store and when she had a break in customers, she pulled me aside and we had a good conversation for a couple minutes where I just kind of gave her an idea of what I was thinking about. And I showed her an example of a sticky album that I had made for one of my senior models before.
Yep.
And said, hey, I can do this for you too, but just imagine your logo at the top. They click on it, it goes to your website, your Facebook, your phone number, and on here would be pictures of girls who are wearing your clothing.
Right.
And we can put a coupon on it too for, you know, 30% off or whatever you would like.
Yep.
To get people to come into the store. And she just was so happy about that and ran it by the owner, Ashley, and they were both on board. And I'm so excited that it's helped them and helped me as well. We have just like, it's a great co-marketing for
That's
us.
That's so cool. Okay. Pull apart the pieces where you, first of all, you just spoke to the manager. You got the manager on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first take? Do you think it clicked yet or was she just being polite?
You know, at first I think that she maybe didn't completely understand. I think, you know, and to take it back, I think the first time I called, I had gotten an employee and was like, yep. Well, maybe you can talk to your manager when she's here next. And so I called again.
Perfect.
And then talked to the manager and she was like, oh, well, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe we could do something like that. And didn't completely understand what it was.
Yeah, right.
So I really had to kind of talk to her about it a little bit over the phone. So yep. I think the more conversation we had, the more it clicked. And she was maybe being polite right at first. But when mm-hmm. I got there and showed her my personality and showed her the app itself, then she got excited.
That's so cool. It sounds like you already kind of understood her business and what they were like their target market a little bit. Mm-hmm. Did you start with asking any questions about what they like their goals for marketing or any challenges they were going through? Or did you go right into you just wanted to quickly show an example?
I really actually just wanted to kind of quickly show an example.
Yeah, yep.
I knew it would help them though.
Yeah, totally.
To be completely honest, because how could it not when
right.
they don't have, I mean, they have a website,
yep.
But it's completely different. It's not people modeling their clothing necessarily,
yeah,
right? So
totally.
It's something different.
I love it. I think that this is a really cool example of how our advantage as photographers of having to figure out and learn technology and mobile apps and the things like this ahead of other small businesses, you've got this great advantage. And oftentimes just simply showing a picture, let's say a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? Just showing an example is enough for people to just, it'll just click, right?
Yeah.
So,
and it was cool because I just kind of told her, hey, you know, I'm a photographer in the area. I local to you. I just live up the street,
yeah.
And I have a senior model program. Explained kind of what that was,
yep.
And I was like, I want to create a really fun experience for them where they can actually feel like professional models, and I would love to use your store to give them that experience.
That's
and
so
she was
cool.
excited about that.
That is awesome. Well, good for you. I think it's great. I think that for those of you listening on the call. I think the takeaways for me are when your persistence, like you, number one, you just picked up the phone and dialed. That's the number one lesson here, I think. And then you didn't get the immediate yes you were looking for, so you called back. And the right intuition here is going, you've got to work your way in to the actual decision maker.
Yeah.
And communicate it in a way they'll understand. And then following up right away, like at any step here, had you not called back and tried to get a manager, if you had not gone in the very next day, I think that you may have had different results.
Yeah.
And for those of you, if you do hit any roadblocks, I think that your own personality is something you just have to use to your advantage. And being super authentic, you focused on knowing that, number one, this is just going to help their business, right?
Yeah.
And I think that just totally came through, and any small business owner will resonate with that. If you do get any kind of hiccups, I think that it does help to make sure you slow down and ask questions about how is business going? What marketing efforts are you doing right now that are working? I really enjoy helping small businesses with their professional imagery, because I know how important images are to a good online presence as a professional photographer. And I'd love to help you tell the unique story of your brand, with your target market, right? I think that's what you did so well. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about, results. So you added in a coupon for both you and the small business owner. What are some of the things you've noticed? I think you've had a ton of views on that one sticky album already.
Yeah, there was six from the last time I checked last week. There was 652 views, and then 260 of those were unique downloads.
That is so cool. That's worth so much to a small business to get that kind of visibility in a smaller town.
Yeah, and it's only within, like, I think it's only been up for 4 months.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Has that converted into traffic into the store? Have people showed the coupon in the store yet?
It has. And she said it's been great because they'll bring the coupon and they'll be like, hey, is this still working, or is this still still available? And they're showing her the app, and she's excited about that. And not only that, but my girls, when they come into the store and we do photo shoots for them, they never leave without buying something. They're so excited about the clothes that they're trying on. They're like, I have to have this.
Yes, that's so perfect. I could see this in the future where you, depending on the different partnerships, they could almost be paying you, right? Because you're bringing a party at her store with her target market, and they all buy something right away. It's immediately worth it to them, right? You haven't even made the app yet, and it's already way worth it to them. That's so perfect. And what about visibility for your business? Have you gotten traffic, and has it really helped the models go out and tell the story and get new clients for you too?
Oh, it has. You know, so each picture, when I load it, I put my logo at the bottom of each picture. So my logo is on there. And then within the app, I also have a link that they can click. It says, hi, you know, I specialize in high school senior portraits. Yep. And click here to go to my website. And there's also another page that says these models were photographed by Tara Giles. So I'm announcing my photography in that sense. But then when they go out and share these photos, I mean, not only are they sharing the album and their pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, but they're also, their parents are showing it as well. And one blew me away, and I saw this from one of the mothers a couple weeks ago, and she said, gosh, look at this fun opportunity that my daughter is getting to have with Tara Giles Photography. She's modeling for another business. Isn't this amazing? And I was just blown away by that the mother was so happy that her daughter was happy and excited and having this fun experience that she was sharing it with her friends too. And then I do get calls or emails coming in where people ask, gosh, how can I get a sticky album too? Or when I was creating my new rep program that I just got all 18 of my models on board, this was one of the things that drew them in, because I told them, hey, you know, I do have these different levels, and one of these levels includes modeling for other small businesses, and you could be included in these apps and these ads and photos.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, so Tara, you're doing something really cool so that you can further incentivize the models and their parents to kind of compete. How are you doing that?
So each of my models is getting their own album. So when we do a themed photo session, I will put all the photos that I feel are the best work from that theme session, and I'll put it all into the one album. And then I will go ahead and duplicate that album for each of the models. So they each have the exact same album, but I rename it and then I put their own face on the phone for them, or their own app has their own face with their name on it. But then I can go back and track who's sharing it, how many times it's being viewed. And then I'm able to kind of see who's creating and generating the excitement. And then I can go and give them, you know, model points or incentive points or referral points for bringing that business back in.
Perfect. And I think you also touched on another thing where, especially when it comes to financial incentives, most of the time high school seniors are having their sessions paid for by parents anyway. And so guess who's mostly motivated by the financial incentives? It's the parents, right? I think it's so spot on to make sure that you're getting these marketing apps or these rep apps in the hands of your rep's parents, because they get just as competitive and they're just as proud to go brag also.
Absolutely. And it's fun for the parents to be able to see, gosh, look what she did last weekend. Look how much fun she had in showing grandparents and forwarding that on to their friends and family. And it just kind of creates that fun experience. But then, you know what, because knowing that high school seniors aren't always motivated by the print credits, let's say, like the parents are, because that's what usually, like you said, who are the most people that's going to be paying for the actual prints themselves. But I also will give a cash incentive to the models for bringing referrals in, because so the parents can get the print credit, the models get the cash incentive, and it's a win-win.
That's awesome. Can I ask what is that incentive and does it work?
Yeah, it does. $25 print credit and a $25 cash.
Perfect.
So they'd get, basically it's $50, but it's broken up between print credit
and cash. To the right people too. That's just so smart. I love it. Well, Tara, this has been so much fun. I've learned a ton. I've been so impressed in how well you implemented some of these strategies. What is some like last minute advice you would recommend to a photographer that's just getting started and wants to reach out to other small business owners in their area?
Don't be afraid to pick up that phone and make that call, or to walk in and introduce yourself. The worst someone can say is no.
Yeah.
But most often than not, they're going to be excited about that opportunity. As long as you're presenting it as something that's going to be beneficial to them as well, don't go into it saying, hey, this is what I want to do so that it can benefit me. It needs to be something that is enticing for them, that you're really giving them a huge benefit. And hey, you're getting a little benefit off the side, but I would encourage you to have that face-to-face interaction or that phone call. Don't just do it via email. That doesn't work. You need to be more authentic.
That's such good advice. Spot on. And doing multiple channels, where if it's an email, make sure you also call. And
follow up.
Your biggest advantage is that they're in your own town. So go face-to-face. That is so valuable. This has really been great. Tara, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing more success stories and more creative ways you're using sticky albums and marketing your business.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.